the more you know. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. James chapter 1, verse 5. Solomon did just that, and Father was so pleased with him that he gave him riches beyond his belief as the icing on the cake of wisdom. It seems as though Solomon should have been the happiest person ever to live. He had everything the world chases after. A head full of knowledge and understanding, wealth beyond imagination, and the love of God to fill his heart. What more could anyone possibly desire? As a child, did your parents ever give you things to do just to keep you occupied? I wisely applied myself to seek out and investigate everything done under heaven. What a bothersome task God has given humanity to keep us occupied. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 13. Solomon concludes that everything is wearisome, more than one can express. The eye is not satisfied with seeing. The ear is not filled up with hearing. What has been is what will be. What has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If you're blessed to live a long life, you will see how everything seems to circle around and come back. Several years ago, when my children were young, one of my boys came home from school excited about a new singer he had discovered. "Mom, have you heard of the new singer Sheer?" He began to describe some of her songs. I said to him, "Yes, I have. Your grandparents used to watch her on TV, and her name is Cher." His bubble of excitement was popped. Cher didn't seem so special to him anymore. He thought he had made a great discovery and wanted to share with me, but instead, he received knowledge he wasn't seeking. For in much wisdom is much grief. The more knowledge, the more suffering. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18. To seek wisdom is good, but it will not satisfy your heart. Perhaps the wisdom we need to seek does not come from under the sun, but through the sun. Have you asked the Lord about his plan for your life today? It may be different than your own, but it will not be meaningless. You will gain wisdom and knowledge today that you were not seeking and did not know. It may burst your own bubble in some way, but God never changes. He always was, is, and will be faithful to fulfill all of his promises. Have no fear about anything new you learn today, because your Savior has already prepared the road ahead of you and walks it with you, holding your hand if you allow him. If you have been encouraged or challenged by this, please share so others may be as well. Thank you.